I invite you to sit back and just get comfortable as we take together our prescription for spiritual alignment, opening us to the energy of each other, to our time together today as we support each other just by being here together. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. And we feel those words moving in and through every cell of our body, opening us for our time here together today, opening us to whatever it is that we came here for individually, and opening us to supporting each other. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. So it is. All right, so we are on to our self-study lesson on change. Change is how we grow, and we are going to talk all about change today. In our self-study lesson on change, we have, there are a couple of distinctions that are mild, but so intertwined and interconnected with each other. But I wanted to pull these out just so that as we're talking about changes, we know what kind of changes can happen on the spiritual growth, what kind of changes happen in life, right? Which is the same, one and the same. So in the self-study lesson, I just noticed that Jane talks about the inside changes that we go through on the spiritual journey, and the outside changes that we go and grow through. Changes that are on the inside are the changes that we're working on within ourselves, like our attitudes that are coming up, our beliefs, our forgiveness work, letting go of negative thoughts and patterns, creating new habits, and I'll get back to life transitions, because that's kind of can be an inside and outside change also. Outside changes are changes that are kind of in the world, changes we don't have any control over, the loss of a loved one, illnesses, accidents, a job layoff, pandemics, other people's decisions, you know, oh my gosh, there are other people walking around here with their own iceberg doing their own thing, and we have no control over them, right? But we can control how we are handling all these situations. And life transitions is a really big one. You know, our 7 steps process that is in our awesome Spiritual Power Tools book is a wonderful tool. And the whole name of that process is 7 steps for successful life transitions. And in my work with people, I talk so much about honoring, slowing down and honoring the major life transitions that we grow through in life. You know, when we move from high school to college, when we move from college to a new job, when we move from being single to being in a committed relationship, when we move from not having kids to having kids, when we move from having kids to be empty nesters, you know, all of these life transitions are so important. And retirement is another huge life transition. And we haven't been taught how to handle those well. You know, we haven't been taught to slow down and really honor that huge shift that we're making in life. You know, so that's a huge change that can happen in life that we can cooperate with. And we'll talk more about that as we go. So as we're going through this lesson today, I invite you to ask yourself, what changes am I going through right now? what changes are happening, what inside changes, what outside changes. Am I, are there relationship changes, job or career? What life transition might you be going through right now? Is there an illness or injury or any kind of transition that's stopping you from what you're used to versus what you're working, versus what is happening now? A loss of a loved one, letting go of old habits. We talked about journaling last week, and I don't know about you, but journaling always helps me become more aware of my habits, my behavioral habits, as well as my emotional habits, that need to be changed. Forgiveness, is there a forgiveness need that you have? And think about how will cooperating with your change help your spiritual growth and support you on your spiritual journey. Change, Jay tells us, reminds us, in case we didn't know already, is happening every day. Life is an adventure in change. And the more we resist change, the harder it is to move forward, because our resistance adds energy to our habitual ways of thinking, reacting, being. You may have heard the statement, what you resist persists. And I think of it as energy. Energy is neutral. So it's where we put our energy and what we're doing with our energy that is important. So if we're resisting, if we have a change coming up and we're resisting it, then we're adding energy to it. If I'm trying to push it away, I'm also pushing energy towards it instead of embracing it and using that energy to move me forward in whatever transition, whatever change is happening. So you can see that these changes, as we're embracing them, help us become stronger, help us become more courageous and move out of old patterns that have kept us stuck and move into a new way of doing life, a new way of looking at life, a new way of looking at ourselves and others and the situations that are happening in our life. We develop skills that support us in expanding our consciousness, support us in letting go of the old and embracing the new. And the inside changes create outside changes, and the outside changes are there to help us create inside changes. So you can see it's a full cycle. In our wonderful Spiritual Power Tools book, in chapter 6, The Process for Consciously Unveiling Your Soul, Jane shares with us, reminds us that chunks of information from our subconscious iceberg will float to the surface of your conscious mind. And at that point, we have the option to think and behave in different ways, because we take that piece of subconscious iceberg that has come up and we examine it and we learn about it and we find out, okay, what do I need to let go of from this piece that's coming up? What do I need to embrace? And with each awareness, with each new insight comes the responsibility to alter our actions. I think that's very important to us on our spiritual journey, because that is the responsibility that we have over our souls, that as we learn, as we know better, we do better on the inside and the outside. And this is how we work in the best interest of our souls. Our spiritual journey is about changing our consciousness. And you recall our subconscious iceberg, that we are 1/10 conscious and 9/10 subconscious. And it's our responsibility, as we are on this spiritual journey, to heal what needs to be healed, let go of what needs to be let go of, learn what we need to learn, master new skills that we've never even known we were supposed to master before, and assimilate new strengths and understandings in us so that we can continue to become more and more and more of our true self. And this journey starts with our commitment to our true self. I don't know about you, but when I first started and became more aware of my spiritual journey, I think it was always there. I know it was always there in this lifetime, but I became more aware of it when I was a teenager, more conscious of it. And for me at that time, it was a commitment to God. I wanted to serve God. I wanted to be a spokesperson for God. I wanted to serve God. That was just the most important thing to me. I also wanted God to tell me what to do so that I could write it on my day's to-do list, do it, check it off, and then God will tell me the next thing to do, and I will do that. And that was my concept of my spiritual commitment. And that has changed so much in the last few decades that I understand now that I was making a commitment to my true self, not to some God who's going to tell me what to do all the time, but to my true self that wants to not just serve God, but become infinite presence, become more, more spiritual than human, not just to something outside of myself, but to my whole beingness. So you see that iceberg, and as we take those chunks of iceberg one by one, that iceberg is dissipating. That iceberg is melting into the infinite ocean of God energy, of infinite presence. And that's what we do. Slowly but surely, that's what we do. So whatever your commitment on your spiritual journey is, you have a commitment to your spiritual journey, and I guarantee you it's going to look different as you move forward than it does right this minute, but that's how it works. We commit to what we know right now, and then we let that commitment go as our understanding expands, and we commit to the next form of that spiritual commitment that we make. But it starts with that commitment. Meditation hones our intuition. It helps us still our minds. It helps us move in the ways that we need to move so that we're moving from our human understanding to more spiritual understanding. And our intuition brings those subconscious pieces to our conscious mind to evaluate and learn from and release and grow. And our job is to embrace the information because it gives us the opportunity to change how we're approaching life, how we're approaching ourselves from the inside out, how we're approaching others and situations that come up that are ours to handle. We are moving. We are moving on this spiritual journey. We're moving from our intellect as being the boss to our intuition being the boss and the intellect as the employee rather than the boss. We're moving from the third dimension, Jane describes in the Spiritual Power Tools book, to the fourth dimension, from our human understanding to our spiritual understanding. And there's a chart in the Spiritual Power Tools that talks about the differences between the third dimensional consciousness, which is our human experience, versus the fourth dimensional consciousness, which is our spiritual existence and expression. And you can see these are very different from each other. As our human selves, it's hard to turn off the mind. Sometimes we don't even think it's even possible. I've heard people say, you can't turn off your mind, you know, and it sure feels like that a lot of times, doesn't it? Our human self identifies with our limited self, with our personality in this lifetime, without all the information of where we've been, lifetime after lifetime. Our human self identifies with the intellect. Again, the mind is out of control because, again, we didn't even know we could control it. We think happiness lies in the outside world, and we try and we try and we try to capture happiness and hold on to it and just make ourselves happy so we don't have to think anymore. We don't have to do anything else. We can just be happy. And that's not the way it works either, is it? Our human selves live in the opposites, where we are happy for a minute and then we're disappointed. And then we love and then we dislike. And then we are content and then we complain and on in those opposites. The human self feels powerless because it's attached to those opposites. It's attached to that happiness and repelled by unhappiness. There's a restlessness there and a powerlessness there because the human self doesn't know how to just capture happiness. We are worried about the past or worried about the future, dominated by our emotions. We live in fear and hold grudges, afraid to make decisions, afraid of change. We feel out of harmony with ourselves, separate and alone. It's kind of grim, isn't it? We're afraid of silence. We're self-absorbed. And all we think about is ourselves and what we want and what we need and on and on and on. And that's where we've been for the history of our souls until even just this moment. That's where we've been. And what we're moving into is our fourth dimensional consciousness, our spiritual expression of who we truly are, where we master the art of turning off our mind. We identify with our unlimited, infinite self, with that infinite presence. We identify with our intuition, and our intuition, again, is the boss. We can quiet our mind at will. We understand that happiness exists within us, and we approach the world in a whole different way because of that. We're not approaching the world to find happiness. We're approaching the world because there's something, if we're here, there's something for us to do here. There's a way we can grow. There's a way we can help somebody else. And we live beyond the opposites, those ups and downs of human existence, because we understand that with happiness comes disappointment and so forth. We understand those opposites, and we're not attached to the outcome. And that's empowering. It's empowering because it gives us more manageability of our emotions. We can be more in the moment, and we know that we have support helping us in this process. We live peacefully. We know how to forgive. We know when to take action. We welcome change. We are in harmony with ourselves. We feel connected, and we are not afraid of silence. We embrace silence, and we understand our responsibility to all of humanity. Now, you can see these are big differences. They're big differences. And we can't do it all at once. We can't just jump. Can't just meditate for a few weeks in a row and wake up one day and all of a sudden we're in fourth dimensional consciousness. We have to learn about that spiritual being. We have to do it for ourselves on the inside. And slowly but surely over time, we become that spiritual being fully, or we're parts spiritual being. You know, we all have parts of that spiritual being in us right now, or you wouldn't even be interested in hanging out with us on Sundays or Thursdays or Tuesdays or Saturdays. So you have some of that already. So what we're doing is just supporting each other and expressing more of that spiritual consciousness, that fourth dimensional consciousness. We move into it again slowly. And how do we do that? We change. And we change 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 and we change, and we're growing. And if you think of the life of a human being, where, you know, one day it's a little infant human and it grows and it changes and it's developing every day, that's what we're doing spiritually. We are infants, and we learn skills slowly in the fourth dimension. We learn those spiritual tools and skills and abilities and understandings one at a time, slowly every day. It's a gradual process with many, many, many changes every step of the way. So what are some of our tools for dealing with changes? Our tools for how to change, I just wanted to say that this little book, the Spiritual Power Tools book, that hopefully you have a hard copy of. If not, you can go to the homepage of Center for Enlightenment, and there's a button you can click that says, get your free Spiritual Power Tools book, hard copy mailed to you. It will be mailed to you. Because it's not just a sweet little book with a pretty little star on the front cover. It is a powerful box of tools for any spiritual project you could possibly come up with. And hopefully for those of you who have it in your hands, you take it every morning and open up to a random page asking first, how do I need to support my soul today? How can I support my soul today? What does my soul need from me today? And you open it up and you put your finger down on one of the pages and you take that message and you say, okay, I'm working with this today and I'm going to watch how it applies to me. Because it's a powerful support for your soul every step of the way. And we come back to it over and over and over again, and you'll see, because we keep bringing it up, right? It's a powerful book. So, tools for dealing with changes. Journaling. We talked last week about journaling and how it helps those unconscious pieces come to light, come to our awareness, so that we can track them, our thoughts, behaviors, emotions, watching for patterns, being able to see what else needs to be done in order for us to let something go. We evaluate whether or not something's working for us, whether it's on the inside or the outside. And it helps us clarify, journaling helps us clarify, what is this change that I'm trying to make right now? Not all the changes, just this one I'm working on right now. What do I need to see out of it? What's the juice I need to squeeze out of what's happening or what I'm learning on the inside or the outside? And what do I need to let go of? What do I need to learn? What do I need to do to step outside of myself, outside of my what I'm familiar with, outside of my comfort zone, so that I can grow through this change? Journaling is very important. Meditation quiets our third dimensional human mind and hones our intuition, like we said. You know, when we're going through a change, part of what we're changing is our old way of thinking. So when we're meditating, it's our opportunity to really get some good exercise and practice in quieting the old thought, quieting the old pattern, so that we can be open and receptive to, what am I supposed to be doing instead? What is the new vibration I'm supposed to be working on? What is the new insight that I need here so that I can fully and completely release that old thought pattern? Our observer self is with us 24/7. It is our higher self. Our observer self is our higher self, and it helps us discern old ways of being from what we're moving into. It gives us clarity and insight, and it helps us watch when we're slipping back into old behaviors, old patterns. Very important to keep that observer self on board 24/7. Forgiveness helps us deal with change. It erases karma. It allows us to see something in a whole new way. And I wanted to share with you an experience I had just this past week. I have a person in my life who, because of the relationship they are in my world, I will be around them, you know, intermittently for the rest of our lives. And I have been holding something against this person for 6 years. And it wasn't just that one thing, because it kept getting reinforced and reinforced and reinforced. And I had lots of people who agreed with me. It was, you know, I was just completely justified. And I finally got, but I could see that something was happening where what I was holding on to wasn't working anymore. So I finally listened to my intuition, which was saying, Lynn, 7 steps, right here, right now. And I worked with those 7 steps, and I was able to see something so beautiful. First of all, something not so beautiful was why I was holding on to that trespass, if you will. And that wasn't really pretty to see. It was really arrogant and all the other things I could go on about, but I was so glad to be able to see that about myself, because I did not know. I probably could have guessed if I had spent some time with it, but in that moment, I didn't realize how strong that icky pattern was in me. And that is the technical word, icky, for that pattern that was in me. And so I was able to forgive myself for that pattern. I was able to forgive the other person for their behavior. And the beautiful thing I was able to see that came to me, and I'm so grateful, was that this person has been playing a part in their lives, which has nothing to do with me. This person has been playing a part in their lives that has been so important to their life plan that, A, it's none of your business, Lynn, and B, if they had been plucked out of that state of mind that they've had to be in, that you found so offensive, then they wouldn't have done what they came here to do that was way more important than what my little human mind thought they should be doing. And wow, was that helpful. And now, not only that, but they're changing and they're stepping into a new piece of karma. They're stepping into a new state of mind for their life plan that is totally different than the old one. So if I, my human self, held on to that old state of mind that they were, I would not be able to relate with that new one clear and free and support them in what their next step is. I would not be able to do that because I would still be dragging their old self in our relationship today as when they're in a whole different state of mind with it. It's like they were in a play and they had a pirate costume because they were playing a pirate. And I don't like pirates, but they were playing a pirate. That was a part that they wanted to play. That was a part they signed up for. And they were doing an awesome job of being a pirate. And now they're not, now they're in a whole new, that play ended, curtain closed, new day, change of scenery. Now they've got this maiden dress with flowers in their hair and they're playing a whole new part. I can't treat them like they're playing a pirate. They will think I'm nuts. They will have no idea what's wrong with me. So I was able to embrace their changes, which helped me embrace my changes. And I feel so honored and grateful to be able to support their soul, in their new play, in their new expression of who they are, clear and free. I'm clear and free. They're clear and free. They're happy with what they did. They said, oh, I did the pirate really well. I am on to the next thing. And I'm so grateful that I can keep up with their spiritual growth and their work that they're doing on this, in this lifetime. So that forgiveness that can shift us at depth not only releases the emotional pain of holding a grudge, but it also helps us know how to support ourselves better, and it helps us know how to support our loved ones better. And the tool that I used for that forgiveness work was the 7 steps for successful life transitions. When I work with people, I call the 7 steps process a processing machine for letting something go or taking a step back from it so we can see it differently. We have our old stuff that we're going to stick inside of this machine, and we churn it as we're journaling. It just churns and churns and churns. We don't know what's going to come out at the end, but there's going to be something that comes out at the end. And then at the end, we have our change. We don't know what it's going to be necessarily. Maybe we do. I didn't see that coming when I was doing my work this past week. I did not see that coming, but it was so beautiful and more beautiful than anything I could have possibly thought up myself, for sure. So that 7-step process can really help us look at the whole of a situation. And gratitude, there are 3 videos in this self-study lesson, and I invite you to look at them all. But the final one is the whole of the earlier 2 snippet videos that are in the self-study lesson. So if you want to just listen to that last one, you probably can do that. Listen to it a couple of times. It's longer, obviously. It's like 26 minutes, and it is amazing. And Jane Elizabeth always does such a beautiful job of painting a picture of whatever process she's talking to us about. And she's talking about, one of the things she's talking about in these videos is gratitude. And sometimes when we're making a change and the old wants to hang on, the old pattern, the old thoughts, the old emotions want to just hang on, then if we can keep our eye on the prize, gratitude is one way that helps us to do that. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God is a great one, because that gratitude opens us up to, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to be making this change, even though it feels really, really hard right now. I'm so grateful. It focuses our mind and it adds energy towards our change and starves out what we're changing from, so that we're embracing what's coming forth, what's trying to come forth, and we're trying to extract ourselves from that old electrical pattern, if you will, and moving into reinforcing a new electrical pattern a new vibration. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Or any other affirmation that helps you reinforce what you're working on. I am letting that go. I am letting that go. And one of my favorites that I've used a lot over the years is, that's how the old self would do it. And not my new self. That's how the old Lynn would do it. That's not who I am anymore. That helps. It helps me kind of dismiss it if I can. If it's still sticking on, maybe I need to do more journaling. Maybe I need to work the 7 steps on something to help me let that go. And Jane gave us a beautiful affirmation at Easter time this year. I stand in the presence of my higher self. I stand in the presence of my higher self. And that feels like just this explosion of energy and support and a vibration that kicks out the old stuff and says, no, I am not taking that on. I'm not picking that back up. I stand in the presence of my higher self. And we have to have that energy and vibration to cut the old and claim the new. And you can probably think of many affirmations that support you when you're going through something. Maybe you need a different affirmation every time, but play with it. Support yourself like that. Support yourself with an affirmation that helps you claim what you're moving into. Because step by step, we have to unplug from the third dimension, unplug from our old ways of being, and plug into the new, plug into our fourth dimensional understanding, our fourth dimensional, our spiritual expression. And throughout Jane's videos, not just in the spirit self-study lesson, but in many, many of her videos, you'll hear her say the words over and over again, realigned. We are being realigned. We are being rewired. We are being recalibrated. And every time we unplug from old thoughts, old behaviors, and we plug into new, we are a little bit more aligned with our higher self. We're rewiring something, and then we are recalibrated overall. So you might take a spiritual step that maybe seems minor, but all of a sudden you're seeing everything differently. Everything looks different. What's happening? Everything looks different. I don't like caffeinated coffee anymore. I just like decaf or whatever. But you will notice these changes coming forth because you've been recalibrated. And then the next plug comes up to be unplugged from the old and plugged into your higher self. And again, you're realigned, but you're realigned one step farther along than you were realigned last time. And it gives you the energy, it gives us the energy to grow and to embrace the next change. Like, wow, if that's going to be what comes from a little tiny change, what's going to come if I challenge myself a little bit more? What's going to come if I meditate a little bit longer? What's going to come if I'm more committed to my journaling every day? You know, I'm excited to see what's in there. It's a treasure hunt. And every time we support our changes, our intuition expands. We love, trust, understand ourselves better, our whole self better. We love and understand others better. We work in the best interest of the highest potential of our life plan. And we can support others in working in their soul's best interest. As I shared in my example about my person that I worked on this week. So why would I resist change? And there's my favorite little couple again. Why would I resist change? So Jane talks to us about a couple reasons why we resist change. There can be lots of reasons, but there's a couple that are primary. One is that we are in a comfort zone. There's a familiarity to how we've been doing things lifetime after lifetime. There's a momentum that builds up. We've spent many lifetimes trying to make our false beliefs, our false decisions work. And even though those false beliefs were made by times in our soul's history where we were way less conscious than we are today, but we keep trying to make them right. So if we felt afraid of something 500 years ago, or if we felt guilty about something from a lifetime we were in 500 years ago, that sets into motion this, oh my gosh, I have to fix this. So then we spend each lifetime trying to fix it. But remember, we're not in our fourth dimensional consciousness yet. So we've spent these lifetimes in our human consciousness, which what? Looks for happiness on the outside. So we keep trying to make it right. If I do this, I won't feel guilty anymore. If I do this, I won't be afraid anymore. If I just protect myself enough, if I just martyr myself enough, then I won't be feeling these feelings that are happening on the inside. But we know we can't find that peace except from the inside. But we've been working really hard over and over and over again, trying to get it right from our human understanding. And it's comfortable, it's familiar, and there's something inside of us that's false, but it's still there. There's something inside of us that says, yeah, but I just have to keep trying. And so when we come up with a change in our spiritual self, our observer self is saying, hey, no, let that go. Then we are working against that part of us that's been trying to not let it go for 500 lifetimes. So there's a momentum there that we're working with that we are breaking ourselves free from. But the beautiful thing is that when we're conscious about it, it doesn't take 500 lifetimes. When we're conscious about it, we have the whole energy and support of the universe to help us let it go faster, way, 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 way faster. Thank goodness. But that's our comfort zone. We can come up against our comfort zone and it gets in our way. Our human experience has a shelf life. We become more aware each time we're trying to get that old decision right 500 lifetimes later. We become more aware. We try to do the best we can with our responsibilities. We get comfortable with it. Maybe we get to the point where it's like, okay, I still kind of feel guilty or I still kind of feel afraid, but it's good enough. That's when our higher self starts knocking on the door saying, hey, okay, great. You're bored with trying that over and over again. Let's try something new. And sometimes that kind of comfort precedes big inner changes. And I have a picture of our family dog here, who some of you know just was ready to leave the planet recently. This is his COVID hair, obviously. But before it was time for him to go, he and I had a lot of discussions. And I told him, you are so ready to be human. I can feel it because you're talking to me and you're talking to me more than ever. And I can hear you and I can understand you. And you don't want to eat dog food anymore. You're making me cook for you meal after meal just so you'll eat and you gobble that up. It's like, you are so ready to be human. And for my dog, his evolution from animal consciousness into human consciousness is automatic. He gets bumped up. He's learned everything he needed to do to learn from the animal kingdom, and he's ready to become his human self, which is awesome. And then he starts from ground zero with his human consciousness, you know, but hopefully we gave him a lot of love and support and taught him some manners before he enters into that human world, and some of that carries over. So who knows, but he was ready. And for us, our next step in evolution, that was his, from animal consciousness to human consciousness. That was his next step in evolution, which was automatic. For us, it's not automatic. We have to do the work for it because we're conscious and we're becoming more responsible for spiritual energy. We're becoming more conscious of the differences between the third and the fourth dimension and how the universe works and what those rules are. So we have a lot more schooling to do in order to make that huge leap from the third dimension to the fourth dimension. So why else would we resist our changes? That all sounds wonderful, right? Well, the other reason often is that we're afraid of the unknown. We don't know. Nobody's ever told us, hey, you're gonna become a spiritual being someday. Maybe we kind of had a thought about that early in this lifetime or something, but we don't know. We've never been told. You know, we've been told other things in our religious traditions, but we've never been told, hey, you have to do this work in order to become more conscious of yourself. You're going to transform from a human being in your human ways into something totally different. So you know, when we've been just sitting around, going around, repeating our patterns lifetime after lifetime, trying to get better at it. Think Groundhog Day, but at least Groundhog Day has a finality to it, right? It's like, okay, he got the relationship and as a good person. He's not a jerk anymore, and happily ever after. And ours just keeps on going. We keep growing and growing and growing and learning something new. But we get to step out of our Groundhog Day. We get to understand that there's a new dimension of who we are, but we can also get scared because our human self, our human patterns don't understand what that is going to be like. What's going to happen if I let this person pattern situation go? You know, I could have thought, well, if I let this person in my life go, what's that going to mean for me? Does that mean I'm going to be walked all over? Does that mean I'm going to be, you know, what is this person going to do if I forgive them? But we just have to do the work and find out, because those changes have to be conscious. They have to be conscious. And we have to do the work to release those third dimensional wires and patterns. Jane Elizabeth, in every video she ever does, talks about the benefits of moving into our higher self. The greater intuition, the greater understanding, the beauty of being able to support another human being from their souls, not from my personality, not from their personality, but from a soul level. A soul level. So how do we overcome these types of resistance, any type of resistance that comes up for us? Same tools. Here they are again. Journaling to understand the resistance. What am I feeling? What am I holding on to? What am I afraid will happen if I let go? That 7 steps for successful life transitions is an amazing way. All those questions stir up what we need to know and bring it to the surface so that we're aware of it and we can let it go. Oh, that's why I need to let this go. Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. We can remind yourself, this is here to grow me. I feel afraid, fine, but this is here to grow me. And it wouldn't be here in this way if it wasn't meant to grow me spiritually. Not grow me as a human being, grow me spiritually, which enhances my expression as a human being, because I have a body, I have a personality, I have to be in this world, but I can do it from spiritual consciousness rather than my human consciousness. Jane of the years has always said, hey, if you're feeling stuck, if you have so much resistance and you've journaled about it and you've 7-stepped it and you've coached yourself, you've reminded yourself, hey, come on, you can do it, go, 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 and you're still feeling stuck, clean something. Clean out your closet, clean out your garage, clean out your basement, clean out your storage areas, your file cabinets, whatever. Clean something out, because our surroundings are a reflection of what's going on inside, and that can help release some stuck energy too. Be present with your observer self all the time, paying attention to your intuition, writing it down, paying attention to your emotions, because they both have messages that will support you with whatever change that you're working on. And remember gratitude, 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 gratitude. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as we work on becoming aware of the changes we need to make and become aware of our resistance, we begin to see the false beliefs that are tied up in whatever it is that we're trying to move away from, trying to let go. And we can understand, and the more we understand the false beliefs, the more we can say, oh my gosh, I don't need to hold on to that. You know, when I was able to see the yucky stuff about, our other technical word for today, yucky stuff about this person that I was releasing this week, I was still so glad. I was still so glad, like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. That is really gross. That is really gross, Lynn. Let that go. But then I was happy to let it go, because I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. I want to be free and clear to support myself better. I want to be free and clear to support other people better. And, you know, we may have to work on something over and over again. One of the questions in our self-study lesson is, you know, sometimes I see my old behaviors coming back. What do I do? Well, again, we've been reinforcing these suckers for many, many eons of time. So they may come back and we just say, oh, here it is again. Okay, so I'm still holding on to something. What is it that it's trying to show me now? Now I've practiced enough letting it go, and here it is surfacing again. So what is it that I can let go of now that will help me let it go at this next level? There's another plug in there. I need to unplug it. What's going to help me? Journaling, forgiveness, 7 steps. Hey, let this go. Awareness, listening to intuition. You have lots of support. As we do our spiritual work, we have the support of the universe swooping in and saying, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're doing this. How can I help you? So use that. Use that support. So exciting. So exciting. So let's take this time now to just have a little meditation time. I'm going to stop sharing the screen so that I can see your awesome faces. So I invite you to take a deep breath or two and think again about the changes you thought of when we started today. And we just together, we're right here together supporting each other. So we put light, we put our collective light on each of our individual changes that we're working on for clarity, support, understanding, and strength. And just see little lights going into those change topics that you thought about earlier. And then we set them aside, knowing that that light is at work to reveal what we need to see the next time we journal, the next time we're meditating. We'll get downloaded whatever information is needed. And we trust that spiritual support that is always there for us. We let our attention be in our heart center. We breathe into that heart center. Breathing in, breathing out. And when we feel our minds trying to jump in, just breathe it out. Gently brush it aside like a cobweb. Gently. And we are aligned with the presence of God within. And that presence supports us. And at our very essence, that presence is us. And we are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. Each of these supporting us through every change. And no change will be asked of us that is not for the highest good of our souls, our awakening, healing. and that infinite presence within that exists, that lives, that grows in the center of our hearts, helps us discover more about who we are. We let go of what's not needed. And we breathe in that new understanding and expression and vibration. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. It's always working in our best interest. Help us remember that it's not working in the best interest of our human patterns that keep us stuck. Working in the best interest of our soul awakening. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, our subconscious, and our superconscious mind, that we are always working in the best interest of our souls on the inside, the outside, top to bottom, left to right. Thank you, God, that every person, place, thing, situation is in our lives to help us wake up and grow. They're there to help us let something go that's no longer working for us and embrace something we haven't seen before. They'll give us new insight, new energy, new inspiration on our spiritual journey. Thank you for these teachings. Thank you for each other. Thank you for that true heart of us that is on a mission to wake up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Take another couple of deep breaths to just feel this connection that we're sharing today and feel that energy in the center of your hearts and your body and your seat, wherever you are, connecting with us. Thank you all for coming today, for sharing in this information on change. I look forward to seeing you Thursday if you can make it with us at our Q&A support group, where you can bring your questions, your thoughts, your experiences, your ideas. We're only there to support each other, to share and hold ourselves accountable. It's a helpful way to do that as well. And just touch in with other people who are going through the same thing. Maybe the story's different, but the plot's the same. On our way to waken up. And we thank you for your attendance. And we thank you, Center for Enlightenment is supported by your love, your presence, and your contributions. It makes all of this possible. And the amazing website that will answer any spiritual question you could possibly have. And the link for our donation page is in the chat room. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I look forward to seeing you during the week, next week, whenever I see you again. Lots of love to you all. Wonderful day.